As Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a giant insect. He was lying on his hard, as it were, armor-plated back, and when he lifted his head a little, he could see his dome-like brown belly divided into stiff, arched segments, on top of which the bed quilt could hardly keep in position and was about to slide off completely. His numerous legs, which were pitifully thin compared to the rest of his bulk, waved helplessly before his eyes. "What has happened to me?" he thought. It was no dream. His room, a regular human bedroom, only rather too small, lay quiet between the four familiar walls. Above the table on which a collection of cloth samples was unpacked and spread out, Samsa was a commercial traveler, hung the picture which he had recently cut out of an illustrated magazine and put into a pretty gilt frame. It showed a lady, with a fur cap on and a fur stole, sitting upright and holding out to the spectator a huge fur muff into which the whole of her forearm had vanished. Gregor's eyes turned next to the window, and the overcast sky, one could hear raindrops beating on the window gutter, made him quite melancholy. "What about sleeping a little longer and forgetting all this nonsense?" he thought. But it could not be done, for he was accustomed to sleep on his right side, and in his present condition he could not turn himself over. However violently he forced himself toward his right side, he always rolled onto his back again. He tried it at least 100 times, shutting his eyes to keep from seeing his struggling legs, and only desisted when he began to feel in his side a faint, dull ache he had never experienced before. "Oh, God," he thought, "what an exhausting job I've picked. Traveling about day in, day out, it's much more irritating work than doing the actual business in the office. And on top of that, there's the trouble of constant traveling, of worrying about train connections, the bed and irregular meals, casual acquaintances that are always new and never become intimate friends. The devil take it all." He felt a slight itching up on his belly. Slowly pushed himself on his back nearer to the top of the bed so that he could lift his head more easily. Identified the itching place, which was surrounded by many small white spots, the nature of which he could not understand, and made to touch it with a leg, but drew the leg back immediately, for the contact made a cold shiver run through him. "This getting up early," he thought, "makes one quite stupid. A man needs his sleep. Other commercials live like harem women. For instance, when I got back to the hotel of a morning to write up orders I've got, these others are only sitting down to the breakfast. Let me just try that with my chief. I'd be sacked on the spot. Anyhow, that might be quite a good thing for me. Who can tell? If I didn't have to hold my hand because of my parents, I'd have given notice long ago. I'd have gone to the chief and told him exactly what I think of him. That would knock him endways from his desk. It's a queer way of doing, too, this sitting on high at a desk and talking down to employees, especially when they have to come quite near because the chief is hard of hearing. Well, there's still hope. Once I've saved enough money to pay back my parents' debt to him, that should take another 5 or 6 years. I'll do it without fail. I'll cut myself completely loose then. For the moment, though, I'd better get up since my train goes at 5.